Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. My name is Reverend Miles B. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning. Amen. We're talking about the bride of the Lamb, marriage. The bride of the Lamb, marriage. Amen. Our devotional reading is coming from Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. It reads as follows. Therefore shall a man leave his mother and his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for your magnificent word. We just thank you for your knowledge and your wisdom to be able to share with another. We just ask that you give everyone wisdom of your marriage, Father, in which you have given to man and woman to be able to enjoy, not only enjoy, Father, but to be able to cleave, as your word has said, Father, that they may continually be one. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We magnify you and glorify your mighty name. Father, it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen. 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 We left off on last week talking about in chapter 6 of 1 Corinthians, and according to all of what is read in chapter 6, amen, chapter 6 was pertaining to sexual desires or sexual incidents in which the Bible rejected. Amen. The reason why Paul was addressing this was because the Corinthian church, amen, was going through some things with sexual incidents, not because of man itself, but because of the belief in another God, in which one may call Diana. Amen. Which was an imitation of Isis and other deities, amen. But these were sexual goddesses that people allowed into their lives and into their marriages and into the communities, and it influenced them to be able to do certain things. So Paul was addressing the Corinthian church in order to get some things straight. This is one of the reasons why chapter 7 he addressed some other things, and we have to understand something. The church never talks about marriage, especially sex in the marriage. Why? Because they are scared to talk about these things, and because they are scared to talk about these things, Christians fall victim of not only themselves, but the evil one altogether. Amen, amen. So I'm going to talk a little bit pertaining to what Paul started off with saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Amen. Verse 1 says, "Now concerning the things thereof, ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman." First of all, this is addressing the singles, amen. Paul says that it is not good for a man to touch a woman. He's not talking about just touching a woman, amen. The word touch means to desire a woman with the intent, amen, of doing more than just touching. Amen, amen. You want to do something carnal to this woman. Amen. So you are lusting after her. Amen. You are lusting after her to have sex with her. So the Bible said, Paul said, nevertheless, to avoid fornication, you need to get married. Amen. Because you're starting a lust. Amen. And the reason why we went over chapter 6 is to get you to understand that these sexual desires, God is not going to forbid. He's not going to allow them to happen, amen, without punishment, amen. Hallelujah. I'm not saying anyone is going to hell. There was always time to repent of any sin, amen. But you just can't do anything that you desire and get away with it, amen. God have a preface of holiness that he called his church, his bride, amen, to fulfill, amen. He said, let every man have his own wife and let every woman have his own husband, amen. So that's the quotes on one of the quotes pertaining to single, amen, you need, and that's dealing with desire, sexual desire, amen. The church act like sexual desire is not important. It's one of the most important things in the marriage, number one, amen, God gave woman to man, amen, amen, and man to woman for pleasure, to enjoy, amen, to enjoy one another with pleasure. And number two, amen, for reproduction, amen, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. So we have to understand this, amen. I know, don't know what I want to talk about it, amen. But Paul already addressed it in the 6th chapter, some of the things that we should not be doing. Amen, amen, oh God, hallelujah. Verse 3, amen, we starting to, amen, address some other things. Address the husbands, amen. It says in verse 3, let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, amen, and likewise also the wife unto the husband, amen, amen. Due benevolence is the key word here. Amen, amen, amen. It's talking about goodwill. Amen. It's talking about goodwill pertaining to, amen, the pleasure of that woman or the pleasure of that man. Amen. Ooh, God. Which have to do with joy. Amen. We have to be able to understand that God wants us to enjoy one another through pleasure. That's the reason why he made us the way that he made us. Amen. Pertaining to a woman. Amen. Sexual desires and a man's sexual desires. Amen. So he created us one for another. Amen. It says the wife has not power, authority over her own body. Amen. Hallelujah. But the husband. Oh, God. Everybody see that, right? Amen. It says the wife don't have authority over her husband. Over her own body, I'm sorry. But the husband have authority over the wife's body. Why? Because the wife's body is for the pleasure of the husband. Let me say that again. The wife's body is for the pleasure of her husband, not her lover, not a side piece, amen, or whatever you want to call it, but for her husband, oh God. And it said, and likewise, also the husband has not power over his own body, but the wife. Hallelujah. Meaning that the wife has the power or the authority over the husband's body. What? For her pleasure, for her joy. She has authority over that body. Amen. And we need to understand what exactly that means. Amen. When you're in a covenant agreement of a marriage, amen, you no longer belong to yourself. Wife, amen. But not only that, amen, you give up yourself for your wife. The wife gives up herself for the husband. There's no longer you. It's we becomes one. Amen. Hallelujah. And because of that, you no longer can live as a single individual. Amen. You have to start beginning to change. This is the reason why the wife has a problem, because women choose to want to change men. No. You don't want to change a man. You want the man to change himself. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? Because the man has to come to a realization, amen, that he's no longer a single individual, that he is in a marriage agreement, amen, that does not allow single living. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no more clubs. There's no more staying out at night pertaining to what your wife, amen, has recognized. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Whatever y'all have talked about, can I get a witness here? Whatever y'all have agreed upon, amen, amen. Whatever y'all have decided, amen, can I get a witness here? This is what you must do as a couple. Amen. You must do this. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Even with sexual opportunities, amen, the word benevolence also means give an opportunity, amen, give an opportunity to be pleased by your husband, an opportunity to be pleased by your wife. Can I get a witness here? Meaning that women want to speak pertaining to communication, talking, but this is not what communication is in the Bible. The communication women want to do, amen, comes from the world, amen. Can I get a witness here? But the word communication in the English is where we get our word fellowship, amen, in the Greek, or communion in the Greek, amen. Can I get a witness here? And you do these things with behavior, with character, amen. There's no woman intuition. That's witchcraft, hallelujah. You have discernment. God gave women discernment just as well as he gave men, amen, hallelujah. You know when your man is doing wrong. You know when your woman is doing wrong because you watching her character. You watching her behavior. You watching and observing the things that she's doing in a pattern, amen. Can I get a witness here? So you become, it become obvious, amen, when that person leave her character, or leave his character, or leave his behavior. Oh God, y'all ain't, somebody better hear me on this morning, amen. Hallelujah. We need to get this right, because Paul addressed this first, amen. Don't the church know that this is important? Hallelujah. Sexuality is important. Sex is important, amen. Amen. If you want to read up about it in the Old Testament, amen, the Old Testament used the word conjugal or emission, amen, which is intercourse, amen. Can I get a witness here? There's different ways to do intercourse, amen. There's good ways to do intercourse, and there's bad ways to do intercourse. Can I get a witness is here? Oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. But either way we look at it, intercourse is a must. It's a command in a marriage. Hallelujah. If there is no intercourse, there is a marriage problem. Hallelujah. Oh God. Oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let me hurry up. I have that much time to get where I'm going, amen, but let me go ahead and get to verse 5 here with you, amen. The scripture say, defraud ye not one another, except it be consent for a time, amen, hallelujah. I want to stop there for a minute. Amen. I just want to stop there for a minute. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We ain't warring against each other, marriage folks. We ain't warring against each other, Christians, amen. We ain't warring against each other, newlywed, amen. Can I get a witness here? You can't use your body, amen, as a weapon to your husband. Husband, you can't use your body as a weapon to your wife. Can I get a witness here? You have to be able, amen, to consent one another, amen. That word has to do with fellowship, amen, amen. And this is when you have to start talking, expressing how you feel, amen, about certain situations inside, amen. Your marriage has to do with intercourse or feelings or emotions that you might and might not be getting fulfilled, amen. Can I get a witness here? You have to be able, church, to understand where you are lacking in intercourse, or where you are lacking in emotion, where you are lacking in feelings, and then you can express these things, amen, hallelujah. But one thing that it says, this is a command from Paul, amen, he's telling you, amen, he said, defraud not one another, hallelujah. Oh, God, can I get a witness here? He said, defraud not one another. Oh, God. Oh, God. That word means to keep away from one another, to cheat one another, to rob one another from affection, to rob one another from emotion, to rob one another from the intercourse. You cannot keep anything from your significant other or from your wife, amen, or from your husband, amen. Can I get a witness here? You have to be able, you have to be able to give your body up. And husbands, you have to be able to give your body up, amen, in order to please your wife, in order to please your husband. We are the church, amen. There's no shame in our sexuality. There's no shame in what God called us to do. We have to be able to fulfill what he has called us to do. And intercourse is one of them. Oh, God, hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? We shouldn't defraud one another by using our bodies as an excuse to get back at our husband or to get back at our wife. Oh, God, hallelujah, it's an abomination before God, amen. Let me just hurry up and close and go to my introductory scripture, amen, in Genesis 2:24, amen. 2:24 says this as I close. He said, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh, one flesh. Amen. What you think he's talking about there? He ain't talking about no bubble gum or no popsicle. Amen. When is the church going to talk about this? Amen. Oh, God. When is the church going to say something about this? Oh, God. When is the church going to allow, amen, the Christians, amen, to have intercourse like God called them to do? Amen. Instead of knocking them on the head and condemning them, amen, amen, for having children or for trying to please their husband or trying to do the right thing, amen. But one of the words I want to talk about, amen, before I leave here is the word cleave, amen. Can I get a witness here? Can I see some husbands and wife cleave? Can I see some husbands cleave to their wives? Or can I see some wives cleave to their husbands? Amen. Amen. I'm going to use an idiom, amen, to describe what he's talking about. This word cleave, amen, mean to be together like like glue, to stick together like glue. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Oh, y'all ain't hearing me here. Oh, God, hallelujah. You need to be so tight, amen, that no nothing, amen, can get in there. Nothing can get between you. Nothing can get in you. Nothing can get around you. Nothing can influence you. Nothing can, oh, y'all ain't, oh, Lord, have mercy. Can I get a witness here? I come by to tell you the bride of the Lamb, the marriage between, oh God, oh God, the marriage church between the Lamb creation, the man, and the woman, in which he took that woman from the rib of the man, and said, come here, woman, oh God, come here. Oh, and he brought that woman to that man, oh God, can I get a witness here? Oh God, he told that man and that woman, you know what he said? Oh, God, church, you know what he told that man and that woman? He said, be fruitful and multiply. How in the world is you going to do that without having intercourse? Talk to me, church. Talk to your pastor. Tell them to say something about sex. Tell them to say something about intercourse. The church is holier now. The church is an apostate church. Don't want the truth to come forth. They don't want to talk about anything relevant. They don't want to help the Christian. They want to destroy our minds, give us to the evil one, the one that's called Drakkar. Oh, God, I pray for you today that you may have understanding.